Government is everywhere. Personally, nationally, globally, and heavenly. Welcome to Are You Real Government, the premier media outlet where we discuss what's going on around the world and how to release God's governance, the kingdom, into it. Each week, we'll be equipping you with kingdom understanding and giving you the inside track to government leaders around the globe. Now get ready to get real about government with Are You Real Government.
What in the world is going on, and more importantly, what in your world is going on? This is Dub Alexander, spiritual advisor to the influential, and your host of Are You Real Government. Don't forget that you can always catch John Fuller and the original Are You Real podcast every Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. This weekend, I had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Tina Hay and discuss character development, which of course is the first attribute of becoming a true kingdom statesman. I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. It is my honor to introduce to you my friend and mentor, and actually the greatest influence in my life when it comes to moving in things of Holy Spirit, Dr. Tina Hay. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Doug.
In my first podcast of this specific series entitled True Kingdom Statesman, I list the seven attributes displayed by a true kingdom statesman as follows: developed character, kingdom understanding, inherited wisdom, favor expectancy, prophetic skill, emotional intelligence, and self-awareness. And I really wanted to bring you in to discuss the first attribute of developed character, because when it comes to the arena of self-governance, the whole deal is a soul deal. And there's no greater expert when it comes to the soul, for those of you who don't know, than Dr. Tina Hay. Now, Tina, you are known as and actually own the trademark of the soul doctor. Could you please give our listeners a working definition of what exactly the soul is, its components and functions, and also weigh in on the subject of character?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let's define what the soul is. The soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, and also the inner functions of what's actually taking place on the inside of a person at a heart level. So once we understand what that is, then we have to take a step back and ask ourselves the question, why does our soul function the way that it does? Why do we think the way that we think? Why do we feel the way that we feel? And if you go back into the area of character, we can look at the original language where the word character came from in Latin, and we can find the tool that this word came from. In Latin, it's the word car. Actor. It was an engraving tool that was used to mold, to fashion, to form, to take a piece of wood and to engrave it out, to take some pottery tool and to actually form something that wanted to be made. So the word character actually comes from that tool. So when we look at a man, when we say someone's character, we're looking at what has defined them or what has fashioned and what has formed them to become who they are today.
So awesome. See, that's one of the things I love about Dr. Tina. You're always going to get the next level of depth, no matter what you ask. So thank you for bringing that out.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I've promised our listeners is that not only will I bring them interviews with government leaders so that they can be encouraged by how the kingdom is moving in governments of the nation, but that I would also bring them tips and tools that they can implement into their own self-governance. So let's say that Holy Spirit has been talking to them about an aspect of their character that needs to be sharpened, or maybe they've got a close friend or a mentor bringing something to their attention. What are some practical ways that they can begin to bring discipline to the area of the soul so that their character will be strengthened and developed?
Anytime we get 360 feedback from other people around us, that's honest perspective of someone on the outside of you looking to you and telling you based on the fruit that you're producing in your life, hey, this is what I see. Then we take that feedback as a person, or we should. Not everybody does.
Sure.
We should take that feedback as a person and ask ourselves, well, where did that behavior come from? Where did that habit come from? How did that get there? Why am I doing that? Once a person takes that feedback and goes internal with it, we have to look at where the forming or the character that you are, where it came from. We know that your first 18 years of life, 95% of how you think, how you act, how you feel, your beliefs around men, your beliefs around money, your beliefs around women, your beliefs in everything was fashioned and formed on the inside of you. 95% of that was housed in you or embedded, encoded into you by the time you were 18 years of age.
Wow.
So when you have 360 feedback coming to you that says, hey, you have a character flaw here, or you have a bad habit here, then you have to go internal and go, well, where did that come from?
So let's say you have identified the place in your past where that bad habit, or the thought that is producing that bad habit, I should say, the mindset of that, you've identified that. What are some practical steps that you can take to begin to bring change to that?
So the Bible tells us very clearly that God has created us to be a three-part being. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, may God himself sanctify you completely, spirit, soul, and body. So first of all, we have to recognize that, yes, 95% of who we were or who we are has been encoded into us within our soul. But that could be really discouraging if you didn't have a great upbringing.
True.
Right?
Yes.
Like, let's just turn it off and forget it. There's no hope.
Right.
If there was not a higher power or a higher authority above your soul, God has created us and fashioned us, formed us to be as perfect functioning individuals where your spirit man is the number one most powerful thing in who you are if you choose to engage that level.
Love that.
So I can look at that area on the inside of my soul, for instance, and if I want to change something, I have to recognize I have to go to something more powerful than that which has been encoded in me. Mm-hmm. If I can tap into the spirit and I can look at the image of God, who the Bible says we've been created in his image and in his likeness.
Right.
What we should ask ourselves is, number one, if I've been created in his image, what is God's self-image? If you were to sit down and to write out, what is God's self? What does he think about himself? How does he process? How does he feel? If you look at all of those different aspects and then recognize, well, he created me to be able to be just like him. 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. We literally have the ability to tap into the fullness of who he is. He created us with that desire because that's his desire for us. So I can look in an area of quote-unquote brokenness in me and go, well, I'm stuck with it. Or I can tap into the spirit power that he's given me, Christ within me, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. I can tap into who he is and say, I choose to exchange the brokenness of my soul for the wholeness of who he is and take on God's image for me, instead of the one that man chose or life or DNA or generational issues ended up giving me. I can choose to make the choice to change it.
Come on, somebody. That's so good. Talk about shifting into a state of hope. I love that. So for some of our listeners who might say, that sounds really good, but I don't know how to do that, or perhaps my life is so out of control that these tips and practices aren't going to be enough to pull me out of the hole that I'm in. I need to get some serious help to get my life back on track. I'd love for you to take a moment to describe the soul detox service that you provide and have available to walk people through. I personally have known several people who have gone through this program and seeing their lives radically changed on many different levels. I know that when I first heard the term soul detox, I was like, well, what in the world is that? And so I'm sure many of our listeners are as well. But this is amazing. And just share with them a little bit about what that is and what you do.
Well, going back to the part of us being a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. God created us through our spirit to sit upon the throne that he created for us. We're seated with him in heavenly places. That's where our spirit man is. We literally have a legal right. This is big here. We literally have a legal right to live in two places at one time.
So good.
We can live in eternity outside of the realm of time. Our spirit man there upon the throne. And we can self-govern. We can look back to our soul and say, you know what? My soul is not being the mere reflection of the perfect self-image of who God is. I have not yet apprehended the fullness of that. So I choose to believe, Doug, as you know, I'm going to find the greatness in anybody and everybody. I can find greatness in people that can't even find it on the inside of themselves.
Very true.
And I believe and choose to believe that people don't want to live miserably. So if we take that as a foundation of thought, and we take that knowing that God has given us an ability to step into the perfection of who he is, then the question becomes, how do we do that? Okay? So through a 6-week process, what we me and the individual who chooses to go through this, what we will do is through intake forms and questionnaires, I can literally look at the symptoms that your soul is displaying. And the symptoms will show us the areas of pain or areas of brokenness or areas where you're not the perfect mirror reflection of the self-image of God. And then we together will create a customized program for you to begin to eliminate, detox, and change your thinking processes so that you can align yourself with the fullness of who God is. Now, the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. So if you don't like who you are, then change how you think.
That's so good.
Take on what God thinks. And once you begin to change that, how God has so amazingly made us is if you will change your thinking, then everything else in your life will begin to change.
So good. Talking about learning how to govern your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. They make a terrible master, but a wonderful servant.
That's exactly right.
And so it's so amazing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end as to how they can find you and get a hold of that service.
Can I add one other thing there?
Absolutely.
So because God has created us, that three-part being, spirit, soul, and body, one of the things that we also need to look at is the symptoms happening within people's bodies. Your body is the lowest level of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it was created so perfectly that if you don't know how to detox your soul, it will become full and it will begin to leak or spill out. And if you don't know how to detox the soul out, then it will go into your body.
Gotcha.
And if that toxicity then ends up going into your body, then it brings a dis to the peace or to the ease of life. And that dis to that ease of life is where diseases many times end up coming into the body. I can give you so many testimonies of people who decide to detox their soul and diseases begin to fall off of their bodies.
That's amazing. And so true. I actually know a couple of these people and their stories are dynamic for sure. So in some of the training that I do in the area of ethics engineering with Dr. Ruben E. Goff and the U.S. Global Leadership Council, I use the following definition of character, as character being the congruence between how one thinks and acts according to and governed by an internally held set of morals and values. I'm going to say that again. Character is the congruence between how one thinks and acts according to and governed by an internally held set of morals and values. So how does that definition strike you, and what do you see in that from a soul-specific perspective?
I love that definition. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I would add to it, let's go back. Take one step backwards and recognize that your set of morals and your set of values came from somewhere. They didn't just happen.
Right.
Someone programmed them into you. And for a lot of us, Deb, myself included, I didn't necessarily like some of the programming that I was given.
Right.
So then I had the power, because God had created me with a free will, to be able to say, well, I can either choose to take what mommy and daddy gave me, or I can say, you know what? That's actually not serving me. That doesn't align with the image of God. That's not the way God thinks. That's not the way God feels. So I'm going to choose to change some of that. So for me, I've had to look at some of the morals or some of the values that I was handed and go, huh, those aren't serving me well. Those are not causing me to think right. Those are not producing actions that are going to come from my thought processes that are healthy. Those are not drawing to me what it is that I'm desiring in my life. And when I can recognize that and recognize that God has made me that powerful to be able to choose to be as he is, then I can choose to say, I want to change.
Wow. That's so good. I'm telling you, it's getting deep around here. And speaking of deep, I quoted a colleague of ours, Dr. Barry Linhart, in both my interview with John Fuller on the Are You Real? And in episode one of my show, Are You Real Government? And the two quotes of his that I used are what I received the most feedback on, to the point that I called him and said, hey, man, do you want to take over my podcast?
He's brilliant.
He is. So tell the people a little bit about Dr. Barry, and then I want to hear your insight on his quote, when I see a person, I see a nation. When I see a nation, I see a person.
A little insight on Dr. Barry. That's very tricky. Dr. Barry Linhart is one of the wisest, smartest men that I have ever met in my entire life. I feel very honored to have been partnered with him as you. Hilarious.
True.
Strong. Sets a line of truth that you don't have to choose to follow if you don't want to go down a straight path.
Yeah.
There is, it is completely black and white with Dr. Barry. He is absolutely a marvelous man.
True.
As far as his quote goes there, I love that quote. Some people would not necessarily agree with it, but in all of the work that we do with people and that we also do with nations, I will tell you 100% of that quote is correct. By the fruit and by the actions that we see in people. My insight on that quote, you know, Barry saying, show me a person, I'll show you a nation, or the nation, I'll see the person. I would take it even a step further and say, if you will show me the nation, I can show you what the nation is thinking about.
Explain that.
Every single nation has things that it's known for. Just like we as individuals, you are known by your character. Someone can tell you the reputation that you are known by. Nations are the exact same way.
So
every
true.
Single nation has a reputation. Every single nation, you can see what they're known for. And if you can see what a nation is known for, then as the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. Well, so is true with the nation. I can see what a nation is known for, and I can tell you what the people are thinking about.
Wow. It's next level again. I love that. So let me get into a deep question here. If the body of a nation is the people, and the spirit of the nation is simply its God-given identity, purpose, and destiny, and the government in place over that nation is its soul, can you please expound on that?
Absolutely. The governance of the nation being its soul, that mind, the will, the emotions, how someone is thinking, what's been programmed into them. A nation in and of itself has a personal history just like we do. So as an individual, 95% of our programming comes in the first 18 years. A nation's personal history is also going to show us the symptoms of why it is there. Let's take slavery in the United States of America. That is a huge wound in our nation.
True.
That has brought incredible division on multiple different aspects. But until we can get into the soul issue of the nation, of where that caused pain, and we can make that right, and we can bring this nation into its own perfect reflection of what God intended it to be, and bring healing to those that wrong was done to generationally.
Right.
We're not going to see a completeness of wholeness in the nation, just as one example there.
So good.
So, does that answer that?
Yes, I believe so. So if you wanted to detox the soul of a nation, let's take our nation and the issue of slavery that you just mentioned, how would you go about doing that?
Well, in Proverbs 29:2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Wow.
If we look at the leaders of a nation, you cannot be who you are and hold a position that you hold and not bring your own character into that position.
So true.
So anytime we have the opportunity to work with a nation, what I want to do is I don't just want to look at the nation's issues. I want to be able to, as Galatians 2:2 says, those of influence, you go to privately. You talk with them personally. You step into what's happening on the inside of their life. We have the opportunity, as you know, as a team, to go into different people's offices and close the door and say, how are you doing? What's happening on the inside of you? If you can bring a wholeness into an individual, they will bring wholeness into the position that they hold.
So good.
But
come
if
on.
They are broken within, they will bring brokenness into the position that they hold. And if they bring brokenness to the position that they hold, then they will bring brokenness to the nation that they're trying to lead.
Wow.
So if I want to change a nation, then I'm going to say, God, give us opportunity to be able to go into the individual heart of the leaders of that land and to bring them into wholeness. And then the outplay dove is going to trickle down. But you can't just go there. You also have to go to the grassroots, or you have to go to the individual that God is leading you to. I love in 1 Thessalonians 4, in verses 11 and 12, it says, I urge you that you would lead a quiet life. Mind your own business. Work with your own hands as we command you. Walk properly towards those on the outside, that you would lack nothing.
Wow.
We have a lot of people down at the grassroots who all they can do is complain about those who are at the top.
True. So true.
But what would happen if we chose to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to go after the perfection on the inside of me and heal myself. My own personal belief is you can't point fingers at other people and find fault in them unless you have that within your own self.
Wow.
You can't see brokenness in other people unless you've had brokenness on the inside of yourself. And so anytime we have the finger pointing happening, it actually is a reflection back on the person to say, why don't you go ahead and try to live that quiet and peaceable life and stay out of everybody else's business until you got your own business handled. Once you get your own business handled, then all of a sudden you have a perspective of love and care, and you can see the greatness that's on the inside of people, and then your heart is to help them heal and not point out their faults and failures, but ask yourself, what can I do to help them become the wholeness that they were intended to be? How can they receive the fullness of gift that I was given in my perfection, in my wholeness? Because once you have that done, you don't want to do anything but give it away to everybody else, because it changes everything within you.
I love that. And I've seen that to be true in how you live your life and how you continually pull out the greatness in people around you. So I honor you for that.
Thank you.
So let's pull up and get back to some shallower water here. We're talking about the first displayed attribute of a true kingdom statesman, and that being developed character. For our listeners who feel like they are called to bring the kingdom, the heart, and the authority of God into the government mountain, I always say you must establish the kingdom within you and expand the kingdom around you before you can engage the kingdom on a mountain above you, or you will get taken out at the top. So, Tina, what are some of the main areas of character development that tend to trip people up, and what can our listeners do to address those areas before they become a real problem?
Well, let's go back to the soul. The soul in its functions, or in its parts, your mind, your will, your emotions, and also the heart functions of who you are. The number one area that I see trips people up is their thinking. As a man thinks, so is he.
True.
2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6 is one of my most favorite passages, where it actually gives us the key to how to change that. It says, take every single one of your thoughts captive.
So good. Come on.
Okay. Now, you and I both know that, wow, that sounds so simple. All we have to do, Dub, is take every single one of our thoughts captive. Well, that's simple, but it's not easy.
True.
If you begin to bring self-governance to every single one of your thoughts and you take responsibility for them, no longer having excuses saying, well, daddy did that and mama did that, and well, if they wouldn't have done that to me, okay, we all know that we've all been through stuff. But as soon as we take responsibility to say, and now I choose to continue to rehearse that memory, or and now I'm choosing to repeat it again, or now and I'm choosing to say, you know what? I don't have to think that way anymore. If we can do that, then the rest of that 2 Corinthians passage goes on to say, you will literally punish your disobedience.
Wow.
And the disobedience that this passage is talking about all comes back to your thinking. If you can arrest your thought, you can arrest your future.
So good. You heard it here first. If you can arrest your thoughts, you can arrest your future. That's really good. I think Dr. Barry may steal that one from you at some point.
Probably.
I love that. So it's been such an honor to have you here today on Are You Real Government? Tell the people where they can find you and access your products and expertise.
Well, if someone wants to contact us, they can find us on llbd.org, the acronym for Living Life by Design, llbd.org. You can even personally email me at drtina@llbd.org. If you want to be a part of the Soul Detox, here's what I want to put out there as a disclaimer. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Or a warning?
You should come with a warning label on many levels.
If you are ready to step into the process of doing the very simple thing of taking every single thought captive, but not necessarily doing the easy thing of stepping into, all right, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to arrest my future by arresting my thoughts, then please come and join and be a part of the 6-week soul detox process, a one-on-one coaching process with me, where we will take you into the authority and the power of arresting your future and creating what you want it to be, not what someone else told you it was going
to
be.
There you go. Come on, somebody. You guys know you want some of that. Bring some self-governance to who you are so that you can impact the government mountain for the kingdom. I love that. So are there any final words that you would like to say to our audience?
Don't settle. Don't be satisfied with what somebody else handed you. Stop making excuses. Take ownership and authority and truly believe that you can own, apprehend, and live the true self-image that God has of himself.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, you heard all about it from the soul doctor herself, Dr. Tina Hay on Are You Real Government? It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to having you back on the show on an episode in the future.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Are You Real Government? For in-depth resources, show notes, information on today's discussion, or to connect with your host personally, please visit areyoureal.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the other podcasts in the Are You Real family. Until next time, thanks for keeping it real with Are You Real Government?